Let us come and hear from the Lord.
Let's
spend a moment in silent prayer before God. As we would ask the Lord that He would speak to us, that we would listen to Him. That we would hear and understand. So let's spend a moment in prayer before the Lord. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you would speak to us. Lord, that you would want to come and have a good relationship with us. Do not leave us on our own. To come up with our own ideas of who you are. But you, Lord, reveal yourself to us. Give us eyes to see. And our ears to hear. As you would speak to us now. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a mysterious being to us. Most of us don't know very much about Him. We definitely can't see Him. And so many of us might wonder if He's real or not. Now some of us have experienced the Spirit's presence in their lives. And so those people know for sure who the Holy Spirit is. Now in this passage of Acts,
咁使徒行传呢一段经文
，we just see something very unique.
我哋睇到一啲好特别嘅。
It tells us the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost.
就系讲到圣灵系喺五旬节嘅时候嚟。
And He comes in a very distinct manner.
系一个用紧好独特嘅方式。
It tells us the Spirit comes. It came audibly and visibly.
圣灵嘅来临系可以耳闻目睹嘅。
It tells us He came as a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind.
就好似天上有声音下嚟，有一阵好似大风吹过咁。
And as we look at the prophet Ezekiel,
咁我哋睇下以西结呢个先知所讲。
He says, "Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thou says the Lord God.'" Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on them, these who are slain, that they may live.
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说：气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨。骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Throughout the Bible, we see the wind symbolizing the Spirit of God.
喺圣经里边，我哋睇到风就系代表神嘅灵。
And so we need to notice that the presence and work of the Holy Spirit doesn't begin only at Pentecost.
但系我哋要知道。圣灵的工作不是只是在五旬节的时候才开始。
The presence and work of the Holy Spirit was throughout all of time.
圣灵的存在和工作是一直的。
Even from the very beginning of all creation.
就算是创世的时候。
Now, at Pentecost, there was a special coming of the Spirit of God.
在五旬节是一个特别的圣灵的降临。
So it wasn't just something audible they could hear.
不单止他们可以听到,
but it was also very visible.
亦都是可以目睹。
And it tells us the Holy Spirit appeared as divided tongues of fire that rested on each one of them.
讲到有舌头好似火焰咁分开落在佢哋各人嘅身头上。
And so we're reminded of the Old Testament when God appeared to Moses.
咁我哋就谂起喺旧约里边神向摩西嘅显现。
He appeared in the burning bush.
就喺嗰个着火嘅荆棘里边。
The fire was evidence of the divine presence of God.
呢一个火焰就系神。
For the Holy Spirit was the very person of God.
聖靈就是神。
Now, so during Pentecost, these two appear to be natural occurrences.
咁喺五旬節嘅時候，呢一樣嘢好似兩樣嘢，好似係自然嘅現象咁樣。
But they are actually supernatural in origin and in character.
但係其實佢哋嘅起源都係係。
So the Spirit came and it's like a mighty wind.
讲到圣灵啊嘅临来临，好似大风咁样。
But it only sounded like a mighty wind.
但系只不过系个声音好似大风。
There was no one was blown away.
但系冇人系被吹走嘅。
But it tells us it was a mighty wind.
但系话俾我听系一个大风。
But there was no physical effect of that wind.
但是在肉身上是没有什么影响的。
And then it tells us that the Spirit appeared as a flame of fire.
就讲到圣灵也好像个火焰这样临到。
But it wasn't a real fire.
但是又不是真的火。
So when it rested on them, none of them were burned.
当这些火落在他们的头上的时候，他们又没有被烧走。
Again, it reminds us of the burning bush that Moses encountered.
咁亦都再一次提醒我哋，摩西所遇见嘅火焰，荆棘嘅火焰。
The bush was on fire, but it was not burned up.
嗰个荆棘系着火嘅，但系又冇烧到。
These were the evidence of the divine presence of God.
呢就系神嘅同在嘅证据。
Now these two signs were given not only to give us the presence of the Holy Spirit of God.
呢一两个嘅证。异象俾我睇到，唔单止系睇到神嘅同在。
But it was also to point to this miraculous work of God.
亦都同时系指向神嘅奇妙嘅作为。
In filling all those who were present with the Holy Spirit.
就喺当时嘅人嗰度，系用圣灵去充满佢哋。
So in Joel chapter 2.
喺约珥书第二章。
It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy.Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。
So at Pentecost, God was fulfilling this promise that was made through the prophet Joel.
咁喺五旬节嘅时候，神就系藉住神就系成就呢个藉住约珥呢个先知所讲嘅预言。
And in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面,
we know that the Spirit of God visited different people at various times.
我们知道, 神的灵是去到不同的人在不同的时间里面。
The Spirit would come and visit for a season upon a person.
圣灵会来到一个人一段时间。
But here now at Pentecost,
但是现在在五旬节,
it would be different.
是不同。
We are told that all were filled with the Holy Spirit.
我哋讲到所有人都会被圣灵充满。
And we look earlier in Acts chapter 1.
我哋之前再睇下第一章嘅时候。
It tells us that there were about 120 people present.
当时大约有120人。
They all gathered in the upper room.
佢哋一齐喺呢个上边嘅房。
And so Pentecost points to a new era in the kingdom of God.
所以。五旬节就是一个神的国度的新的时代。
This aspect of the universal filling of the Holy Spirit upon all of his believers.
就是普遍的圣灵是充满他所有的信徒。
Remember in Mark chapter 1.
记得在马可福音第一章。
When John the Baptist says.
施洗约翰这样说。
I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
我是用水给你们施洗，但他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
So the prophet John was pointing to this occurrence.
这个约翰就是讲到这一个时候。
We're reminded in 1 Corinthians.
我们都被提醒在哥林多前书。
Do you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头么？
So Pentecost was the beginning of a very special grace of God.
所以五旬节就是神的特别的恩典的开始。
To all believers.
去临到所有的信徒。
All that truly believe and trust in Jesus Christ.
那些真正相信依靠耶稣基督的。
They are baptized by the Spirit of God.
他们就是被神的灵所施洗。
And the Spirit therefore dwells in each believer.
所以圣灵是住在每一个信徒里面。
The Holy Spirit comes once and for all time.
圣灵是来一次是一劳永逸的。
The fullness of the Holy Spirit is once and for all.
圣灵的充满是一劳永逸的。
You don't need a second filling of the Spirit.
你不需要第二次的充满。
The Spirit doesn't come in small measures.
圣灵不是小小这样来。
He is the very person of God Himself.
他是神，他自己。
And He dwells as in us as His temple.
他就是住在我们里面作为他的殿。
Sometimes people have been mistaken.
有时人就错误咁以为
，that you are filled with the Holy Spirit when you became a Christian。
当你作为基督徒嘅时候，你就被圣灵充满。
But somehow there's a special filling later on。
但系迟啲咧，你又会有一个特别嘅充满。
The Bible gives no indication of that。
圣经冇咁样讲过。
When it says in Acts chapter 3， Acts chapter 6.
在使徒行传第六章。
It says, Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint for this duty.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
It's speaking of the selection of Stephen as a deacon.
这里就讲到是选举使提反做执事。
And sometimes we read this and say the men full of the Spirit.
咁有时我哋喺度读呢度讲到被圣灵充满。
Thinking that there's somehow there's someone specially filled with the Spirit.
咁我哋就以为有啲人咧系特别被圣灵充满。
But actually the verse goes full of the Spirit of wisdom.
但呢度讲系智慧充足。
And so is that concerning the gift of the Spirit being different?
唔系讲。
Not different.
不是讲到圣灵有不同。
But referring to the gift of wisdom.
而是讲到智慧这个的恩赐。
Not all have the same degree of wisdom from God.
每一个人都从神那里得到同等的智慧。
That there are some who are therefore have the fullness of the wisdom of the Spirit of God.
有些人是有圣灵的智慧的充满。
All Christians, all those who believe, are filled with the same Spirit of God.
但是所有信徒都是同样的圣灵充满。
And so, as he continues to, as we see, the mention of this ability to speak in other tongues.
咁呢度佢讲到呢个讲方言、讲别国话嘅能力。
Sometimes we think of this as another sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
咁有时我哋就以为呢一个系又系圣灵嘅降临嘅另外一个嘅迹象。
But it's not a third sign.
但其实这个不是个第三个标志。
It is about the work of the Holy Spirit.
而是有关于圣灵的工作。
It's a sign of the Spirit coming in power.
就是讲到看到圣灵是有能力的临到。
In Acts chapter 1 it says,
使徒行传第一章这样讲。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
So the people speaking in tongues were not the sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit, but the result of the coming.
所以当啲人讲方言、讲别国嘅话嘅时候，唔系话佢哋。是被圣灵充满 的标志，而是说是这个圣灵充满的果效。
In other words, those 120 people from Galilee,
就是说这个120个人在加利利那里的人，
they were able to communicate in languages they did not know.
就是他们可以用他们不懂的 语言来到去沟通。
And we see, in this passage all the different languages that they were able to speak.
我哋喺呢段经文里边睇到佢哋可以讲嘅所有唔同嘅语言。
Sometimes we get lost in looking at and seeing all these different languages.
咁有时我哋睇到啲咁多唔同嘅语言，我哋就晕咗。
We shouldn't lose sight of the significance of this.
我哋唔好睇唔到呢个嘅重要性。
That this miracle by God.
呢一个神嘅呢个神迹。
It's a great importance because actually it's not that they were speaking in different tongues.
个重要性唔系话佢哋讲紧唔同嘅语言。
The importance was what they were saying.
而系佢哋讲紧啲系乜嘢。
They were telling of the mighty works of God.
他们是讲紧神的大能的工作。
See, they were not given this special gift to just amaze people.
他们不是被赐予这些特别的恩赐去令人惊讶。
You know, the Spirit was not giving them something that to make them good enough to be saved.
也不是圣灵给他们有恩赐令他们可以得救。
That they would impress people with who they were.
让人哋去睇下，俾人哋嘅好印象。
They were given the Spirit so they could bring across the message.
佢哋系得到呢一个嘅恩赐，系将呢个信息带俾其他人。
They spoke all different languages. It was about the good news of Jesus Christ.
因为佢哋用唔同嘅语言讲嘅就系耶稣基督嘅福音。
And we see Peter elaborating upon this message in the later portions of the scripture.
我哋睇到迟啲，我哋睇到彼得就喺度详细嘅喺度讲。
And it's this message that we as believers have been chosen by the grace of God to deliver.
呢个信息就系神拣选我哋作为信徒，就系要去传扬呢个信息。
That is the purpose of the Spirit dwelling in us.
呢个就系圣灵喺我哋里边嘅目的。
That we would tell all the nations of the good news of Jesus Christ.
以致我哋可以向万国宣讲。
It tells us that Christ was attested to by God.
这里讲到是神证明基督。
That in his lifetime on this earth, he was attested to by mighty works and wonders and signs.
在他的生命里面，耶稣基督生命在地上的生命里面，他就用异能、神奇事、神迹，神就是这样证明他。
Do you know the wonders and signs and mighty works that he has done in your life?
咁你唔知唔知道喺你嘅生命里边，耶稣所作嘅异能、奇事、神迹咧
？Those who know Jesus Christ，
认识耶稣嘅人
，they know the mighty work He has done in their lives。
佢哋知道神嘅大能喺你身上嘅工作。
Do you know that work in your life？
咁你知唔知咧
？Is it a mighty work？
呢个系咪大能咧
？Or do you just sort of consider this？You know, just something happens, a coincidence in your life.
或者你觉得呢个只不过系一个偶然发生嘅事咧
？You are personal in experiencing the work of God in your life.
你系亲自嘅经历神喺你生命里边嘅工作。
That we know that Jesus was delivered up according to God's plan.
我哋知道耶稣就系被交予人系神嘅定旨。
It's not an accident.It was not a consequence of bad things happening.
不是一些坏事发生的结果。
It was God's plan that He would go to the cross.
是神的定旨，祂要上十字架。
And that even in death, it tells us they could not hold Him.
但是就算是这样，祂都不可以被拘留、拘禁。
That God rose him up on the third day.
神令佢复活，第三日复活。
Killed by lawless men, tells us.
被无法之人杀害。
Killed by you and I.
就系你同我。
Our sins put him on that cross.
就系我哋嘅罪令佢上到呢个十字架。
And so we have part in his crucifixion.
所以我哋其实已经系参与咗去钉佢十字架。
It was our sins that he died for.
是因为我们的罪他要死。
We're not innocent bystanders.
我们不是很无知的旁观者。
You are participants in the cross.
我们是参与者。
But the good news of the gospel.
但是这个福音的好消息。
That we as sinners deserve to die.
就是我们罪人是配得死的。
But we are unable to save ourselves.
我们不可以救自己。
That's why the grace of God, Christ comes.
所以基督来到，神的恩典来到。
It was absolutely necessary for the Christ to die on that cross.
基督在十字架上死，死是必须的。
Because it was God's plan that he would free us from the curse of death.
因为这个就是神的计划，要将我们在罪里面释放。
That he would free us, forgiving our sins because Christ paid for them.
在死的咒诅里面得释放，在罪里面让我们得释放，因为是基督已经付上
了。And so it tells us that everyone who calls the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以讲到每一个呼求神他的名的人必然得救。
But you see, it brings us much more than just forgiveness of sin.
但是他所带给我们不单只是赦罪。
It tells us it brings us life everlasting.
而是带给我们有永生。
As he rose from the grave.
因为他已经从坟墓里面复活。
That is a deposit, a guarantee that we too would raise from the grave.
这个就是一个保证，我们也都会从坟墓里面复活。
And so this miraculous grace at Pentecost is with us still today.
所以这个五旬节的神迹今天也都是跟我们一起。
And we are to carry out the mandate of Christ given in Acts chapter 1.
我们要带出神在使徒行传第一章里面所要我们做的事。
That being a witness for Christ in a way that we live.
就是要做用我们的一生来去做基督的见证。
You'll be amazed that the watching world is looking at us.
你知道这个世界世人是看着我们的。
And they're seeing how we live our lives.
他们看我们怎样去过我们的生活。
Now, be assured that there are many non-believers.
我们知道有很多的非信徒。
That are watching your every step.
是看着我们的每一步。
You watch how you live and how you move and what you go about doing in your life.
看你怎样生活，怎样过你的生活，你做些什么。
They see you.
他们是看到的。
And they're looking for some evidence.
他们要找一些证据。
The evidence they're looking for is that Jesus Christ in your life is a fake.
他们要在你的生命里面找证据，看看耶稣是不是假的。
That somehow that your life will prove to them that Jesus Christ is not real.
就是要看你的生命是否证明给他们看耶稣是不真实的。
But there are some.
但是有些。
They're hoping to see evidence.
也都希望看到一些证据。
That Jesus Christ is real and alive today.
耶稣基督是真实的在我们生命里面。
And that's important for us to realize.
我们也都要很重要要明白这一点。
Your lives are witnesses for Christ or against.
你的生命是要为基督做见证。
So I ask you right now,
咁我而家问你,
what is some concrete example that you have in your life that Jesus is living in you?
咁你有咩实际嘅例子咧，证明耶稣系喺你里边活着咧？
That the world can see.
呢个世界可以睇得到嘅。
What is that concrete evidence that you have?
你有什么证据？有什么证据呢？
It's not something that's be a secret.
不应该是秘密的东西。
But it's something that the world should be able to know.
而是一个世人应该可以看到的。
Concrete evidence.
实在的证据。
And so those that have been endued with the Holy Spirit,
那些在圣灵充满的人,
are witnesses not by just living a good life,
不是只是过一个好的生活来做见证。
But as we serve the kingdom of God,
我们要侍奉神的国度。
As empowered by his spirit,
是藉着他圣灵的能力。
He says he gives us the power to be his witnesses.
因为神是赐予我们能力去做他的见证。
You know, in James chapter 2 it says,
在雅各书第二章这样说，
I will show you my faith by my works.
我将我的信心指给你看，藉着我的行为将我的
信心指给你。Faith without works is dead.
没有行为的信心是死的。
Is your faith alive or dead?
那你的信心是活的还是死的呢？
You know, coming to worship God on the Sabbath
是安息日来敬拜主
is absolutely necessary
是必须的
and absolutely important
是 非常重要的。
But that is not your kingdom, your service to the kingdom of God.
但是这个也不是你侍奉神的国度。
Service.
侍奉。
How are you serving the Lord?
你是怎样侍奉主呢？
Recently, the church sent out a ministry survey.
最近教会发出一个侍奉的调查。
Have everyone received it?
是不是个个都收到呢？
Well, if you haven't, look at your email.
如果你未收到呢，睇下你个邮电邮。
It's there.
有发俾你嘅。
It's sent to you to help you identify areas of ministry that you are willing to serve God.
发俾你系让你睇下你喺边一个。
I know some of us see an email from church and say, I forget it.
有些人看到教会来的电邮,
it goes to my trash bin.
就丢掉了。
But take it seriously.
但是要认真地看下。
Seek the Lord in prayer.
要在祷告里面寻求主。
Ask him how you are to serve him in concrete ways.
求他让你知道你怎样可以实际地去侍奉他。
That you would do it prayerfully.
是藉着祷告。
You're not looking for just the easy way to serve.
你不要说找一个容易做的事去做。
Sometimes we look, oh, this is, I don't have, I can do this because it's easy.
有时你看看就，哦，这个容易做啊，我可以做。
No, that's not what God calls of you.
神不是要你这样做。
He has given you spiritual gifts.
他给你有属灵的恩赐。
He challenges you, use them for him.
他挑战，向你挑战，要你为他侍奉。
To build up the body of Christ.
去建立。
To advance the kingdom of God. There are areas of need for your spiritual gifts. And the Spirit is there to lead you to them. Pray for it.
祈祷寻求。
As we celebrate Covenant Church's 40th anniversary, Becky shared with us how the PCA organized this church.
It
was 40 years ago that Covenant Church became a particular church. But as Becky mentioned, actually the work began 3 years earlier. So we can say it's actually our 43rd anniversary. When the church began, Becky and a few others were actually there were we had a bigger contingent of Hispanic believers. And they were here in the very beginnings of the organization of the church. Because our purpose is to reach all those who need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And our task, no matter who they are, no matter what nation, what tribe, what people, they all need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So how is it possible, Becky says, for us to be celebrating our 40th anniversary? You know, there's nothing special about Covenant Church. We're not the best or even very good at ministry. But it's amazing because it's by the faithfulness of God. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After all is said and done, it's because of the Holy Spirit and the mighty God that dwells within us. We have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So how are we glorifying God? It's not about making ourselves more comfortable. God did not save us so that we would be comfortable.
神不是要拯救我们, 让我们更加的舒适。
Jesus tells us that he was persecuted and therefore and suffered, and we should also expect that in our lives.
耶稣说他被逼迫受苦, 而我们也应该是期望这些会发生在我们身上。
Are you comfortable?
那你是不是很舒适呢?
What does that tell us?
那你表明什么呢?
Jesus is I, your Lord, has suffered.
耶稣说我，你的主已经受苦。
How special are you that you would not expect it also?
咁你有几特别，你唔使受苦咧？
So it's not about having a nicer building.
所以唔系话我哋有一座好嘅建筑物。
You know, the renovations came out very well.
咁呢个嘅装修整得好好。
It's not about our getting advanced in our lives.
亦都唔系话我哋喺我哋生活里边点样去。
You know, one of the very interesting things about Covenant Church.
圣幼堂有一个好特别嘅、好有趣嘅事。
In the very beginnings of the church, we were scraping by.
喺开始嘅时候，我哋好勉强过得去。
We started in the garage.
我哋开喺车房里边开始嘅。
It only fit about maybe 20 people.
或者净系可以坐二十人。
We're here now.
咁我哋今日喺呢度。
You know, many of us are more financially secure.
我哋大部分人都好喺财务上、喺经济上都好安全。
And many of us are taking a lot more luxurious vacations.
咁好多人都亦都系过有好多嘅奢华嘅度假。
Is that what it means to be serving our God?
咁我哋系咪就系咁样去侍奉我哋嘅主咧
？But we're not to conform to the world.
我哋唔系要同呢个世界认同。
Accepting the social and cultural norms of our society.
要接受我哋呢个社会嘅文化。
The norms of sin, that we see around us.
就系我哋要接受我哋周围嘅罪。
The issues that face the church today.
今日面对教会嘅问题。
Abortion.
就系堕胎。
The LGBT.
同性、转性、变性。
Gay marriages.Those are the social pressures that we face.
呢啲就系我哋面对嘅社会上嘅压力。
How would it be to be Christian to showing forth Christ in the midst of that?
基督徒喺呢个里边当中点样去彰显基督咧
？How do we go forth in the power of the Spirit, proclaiming the wonderful name of Jesus Christ?
我哋点样藉住圣灵嘅能力去宣扬基督嘅名咧
？Tells us here, Paul says, the name above every name.
保罗话呢个系万名之上嘅名
，the only name that can save，
系唯一可以藉住得救嘅名
，to save us from sin， from shame， from eternal death，
从我哋嘅罪，从我哋嘅羞愧，从我哋永恒嘅死亡里边拯
救。That only happens by the name of Jesus Christ，
只有藉住耶稣基督嘅名，我哋可以得救。
So everyone， all of his followers， true believers of Christ， needs to participate in the ministry。Of the kingdom of God.
所有佢嘅信徒，真正嘅基督徒都需要参与国天国嘅事工。
So hopefully, as Covenant Church continues on,
咁希望圣约堂继续发展嘅时候
，that each year we can see and witness the faithfulness of God.
每一年我哋都可以睇到神嘅信实。
As we are faithfully bring the good news to the world,
当我哋系凭住信心将呢个好消息带俾世界。
As we continue to do the work of God，
继续去做神嘅工作。
What does that mean？
咁系咩意思咧
？That means you make time in your busy schedule。
就系话你喺繁忙嘅日子里边揾时间。
In your busy life，
喺你繁忙嘅生活里边。
To take every opportunity that God brings to you，
去用神俾你嘅每一个机会。
To befriend your neighbor，
去同你嘅邻居做朋友。
To befriend your coworker,
同你嘅同事做朋友。
To befriend your schoolmate,
同你嘅同学做朋友。
No, befriend even the neighborhood business owner down the street,
同你屋企附近嘅做生意嘅人做朋友。
How many of us know any of the businesses that are down the road here?
咁我哋有几多人认识我哋呢度附近嘅商店咧
？We get pizza from that pizza parlor, Gigi's.
我哋成日都去嗰度买pizza嘅。
You know, he's so nice to and generous to give the church a discount.
佢对我哋教会好好，成日都俾我哋折扣。
How many of you even said hi to him?
我哋有冇人同佢打招呼咧
？How many know what's he going through in his life?
我哋知唔知道佢经历紧啲乜嘢咧
？That he has health problems.
佢有健康嘅问题。
And needs our prayers.
佢需要我哋为佢祈祷。
And welcomes our prayers.
佢都欢迎我哋为佢祈祷。
Do you know your community that God has put you in?
咁你知唔知道神摆你喺嗰度嘅社区咧
You need to make deliberate plans.
你要特別嘅去計劃。
To engage them.
去認識佢哋。
Engage them with the good news of Jesus Christ.
要將耶穌基督嘅好消息帶俾佢哋。
It's not just wishful thinking.
呢個唔係只係一個願望。
But definite plans.
而係一個實在嘅計劃。
How many of you have made definite plans?
咁我哋有冇真係作呢個計劃咧？
To serve the kingdom of God.
去侍奉神嘅國度咧？
That's what the Spirit comes and helps you do.
呢個就係聖靈嚟到，係幫助你。
Because you've been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
因為你已經被聖靈嘅能力充滿。
You have received Him, the Holy Spirit, in fullness.
聖靈係充滿嘅喺你裏邊。
You don't have to wait for another filling.
你唔需要等候另外一個嘅充滿。
He is yours.
佢已經係屬於你。
And you are His.
你係屬於佢。
Let us live as belonging to Christ.
讓我哋過生活係屬於基督嘅。
Let's spend a moment in prayer.
讓我哋祈禱。
As we would ask God to help us to make deliberate plans.
求神幫我哋去作一個實在嘅計劃。
To bring the good news to those He has put around us.
將好消息帶俾我哋周圍嘅人。
Let's pray.
讓我哋一齊祈禱。
O gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁愛的天父,
oh, how much do we need you?
我們是多麼需要?
Lord, we need your Spirit to enable us,
需要你的聖靈賜給我們能力,
to empower us,
去賜給我們能力,
to boldly give you witness,
去勇敢地做你的見證,
that the world would see Christ,
讓世人看見基督,
in our lives,
在我們的生命裡面,
that they would be attracted.
让他们被吸引,
desiring what we have,
渴慕我们所有的,
the joy of your salvation,
就是你救恩的喜乐,
we ask this, O Lord,
我们求主,
so that truly your kingdom would come,
你的国度降临,
we ask this in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督名求,
Amen. This is all